Good morning from Independence Baptist Church. We're thankful that the Lord has allowed you to join us again this morning, and we continue to pray that the broadcast will be a great blessing to you. Now, before Pastor Reynolds gets started this morning, we'd like to extend an invitation to all of you that you might come and worship the Lord with us there at Independence Baptist Church. We'll be holding our regular services this morning at 10 a.m. with Sunday school class, 11 a.m. worship services, 4 p.m. prayer class, and then an additional worship service at 4:30. You're also welcome to attend our Wednesday night Bible study. Now, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Now, I do want to mention also on that Wednesday night Bible study that we're currently in the book of Revelations, and it deals a lot with the end times and the revelations about the end times. And it kind of fits to me right into the message that Pastor Reynolds is going to be sharing with us this morning. So listen in as Pastor Reynolds talks about as it was in the days of Noah.
Many people today believe that we are living in the end of the world. And it sure does seem that way. When you look at all of the wickedness, and when you just look at the evidence that is related to us in the Word of God, it sure seems like we are living in the last of the last days. Notice what Jesus said about this. In the book of Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 26, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all." Now, in verse 28, "Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." There are some things that Jesus wants us to know about the end of the world. First of all, notice this, that there's two types of believers. Now, remember what I'm saying here. There's two types of believers, faithful and unfaithful. Noah is a type of the faithful believer, but Lot is a type of the unfaithful believer. Notice, secondly, sin is in the world in the days of Noah. Sin was in the world in the days of Lot, and sin is in the world today. Sin is just everywhere. But notice this, there are some saved people who will follow God, and some saved people who will follow the sin that is in the world. That's what Jesus is telling us here in the book of Luke, chapter 17. Because Noah was a just man, and Noah followed and obeyed the clear commandments of God in building the ark to the saving of his house. But Lot was a saved man who did not follow the commands of God. Lot was the saved man who followed the sin of the world and consequently lost everything that he had, including his family. Point number three, notice this. The judgment of God is coming upon all sin, and this judgment cannot and will not be stopped. Point number four is this. Both the faithful believers and the unfaithful believers will be taken out of this world before the wrath of God falls upon this world. The point that I want to give here is that the wrath of God is for unbelievers, not believers. Lot was a saved man, but he was not faithful to God, but he escaped the wrath of God. Why? Not because Lot was good, but rather because saved people are not destined for the wrath of God. Lost people, unbelievers, are destined for the wrath of God. Notice in the Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Paul states in Romans chapter 1 and verse 18 that the wrath of God is from heaven. It is against all ungodliness. It is against all unrighteousness of men. Well, let's go back today and look at both Noah and Lot and see these two things. That sin was in the world, and we as believers have a choice about who we follow, either sin or the Savior. Back in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, the Bible tells us here about the wickedness and about the sin and about the depravity that was exhibiting itself in the days of Noah. The Bible said in verse 1, "It came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair." Now listen. "And they took them wives of all which they chose." Understand, there's nothing wrong with taking a wife. There's nothing wrong with building a house. There's nothing wrong with working. There's nothing wrong with eating. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the things that God has given to us. The problem is related to us in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 2, where that the believers, that is the sons of God, looked upon the unbelievers, the daughters of men, and they took them wives of all which they chose. The problem is that men did not regard the commands of God, and they did only what they desired to do. Therefore, the wrath of God fell upon them. Notice in verse 8 of Genesis chapter 6, the Bible said there that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The Bible says that there was one man, Noah, in all the earth, among the believers, among the unbelievers, that found grace in the eyes of the Lord, that he might be delivered from the worldwide destruction that was going to come upon the earth. And that man's name was Noah. God gave Noah a command, and Noah obeyed that clear command of God. God told Noah, "Noah, here's what I want you to do. I want you to build an ark to the saving of your house." God told Noah how big to make the ark. God told Noah how many stories to put in the ark. God told Noah how much food to put in the ark. God said, "I'm going to bring the animals, but here's what I want you to do." And you know, Noah did everything that God told him to do. Noah obeyed those commands of God. And when the flood came, Noah and his wife and his sons and his sons' wives were safe inside the ark, and they escaped the wrath of God. Noah willingly got into the ark. Noah willingly followed and obeyed the clear commands of God. And that is what God wants us to do. God wants us to obey what He's telling us. God wants us to listen to what He's saying. God has given to us His Bible. And God wants us to escape the wrath that's going to come upon the earth. But notice point number 2 concerning this man, Lot. Now, first of all, Lot was a saved man. Now, you can't really tell by the way Lot lived. But if you just read the Bible, you'll see that the Bible says that Lot was a saved man. Notice in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6, talking about here the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, which is associated with the life of Lot. "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds." Now, Lot is a saved man. The Bible here in the book of 2 Peter calls Lot a righteous man. In other words, he is a man whom God has saved. But Lot, by living among the wicked people of his day and not listening to God, vexed, that is, wore down his righteous soul from day to day as Lot looked at all of the sin that was all about him. Lot's problem began in Genesis chapter 13. In this place, Abraham and Lot were traveling together. They had so many cattle that they could not feed the cattle. There was just simply not enough grazing land for all of the cattle. And so Abraham came to Lot and he said, "You know, Lot, we need to get along because we're kin to each other, and we don't need this strife." And Abraham said to Lot, "Lot, you choose the land you want for your grazing land, and I'll take whatever's left." Well, The Bible said in verse 10, "And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar." In verse 11, here is Lot's problem. "Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other." Notice that Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. You see, what Lot did was exactly the same thing as in Genesis chapter 6, where the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Lot chose the land for himself, just as the saved people in the days of Noah chose for themselves the wives they would have. In the days of Noah, the saved people there did not ask God, nor did they follow the commands of God. They simply did what they wanted to do. And here's exactly what Lot did. He simply did what he wanted to do. And Lot looked at the well-watered plains, he looked at the circumstances around himself, and he said, "This is the best land, and I will take the best land, and I will leave the worst of the land for Abraham." Lot, you see, only thought of himself and not of others. He didn't think of his brother in Christ. He chose for himself the best. Well, what happened? The Bible records that Lot pitched his tent every day closer and closer to those wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so finally, when the day came that the angels in the book of Genesis chapter 19 came to deliver Lot and his family out of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, that Lot's family did not go with him. They actually thought that Lot was mocking and making fun of God and his destruction. The Bible even states that Lot himself did not want to leave those wicked cities. The Bible said that while he lingered, that the angels then had to lay hold on Lot's hand and the hand of Lot's wife and the hand of their two daughters and force them out of the city. God gave them a command, "Do not look back." But you know, Lot's wife looked back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. You also understand there that the angels told Lot, "You need to come out into the mountain." But Lot said no. He was not used to obeying God. Lot said, "I'll go into the little city here of Zoar. It's just a little city. There I'll be safe." And the angels consented for Lot to go into the little city, but Lot was not content there. And finally he escaped to the mountains with his wife and his two daughters, and there committed incest with his two daughters and bare children by them. The characteristics of the day is that there's wickedness and there's sin everywhere. But what are you going to do? Are you going to obey the commands of God that he gives unto you to be faithful unto him? Or will you be like Lot and just do what you think you ought to do and lose everything?
You know, at the beginning of today's message, I mentioned that we've been praying the broadcast will be a blessing to you. You know, and during each Sunday service, we have a prayer meeting in the afternoon. And at every one, it's always mentioned that the radio broadcast is something that we need to be praying about. You know, and we know that the Lord has directed us to have the broadcast as a way to encourage and to help people and to share the gospel with those that might not have heard it. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to ask him to bless it and to give us the messages that need to be shared. And we don't want to be like Lot, who chose where he would take his family without asking God first. You know, and we ask that you pray for us and that you pray that the Lord will show us the messages that we need to bring to you, the messages that will be an encouragement. And we pray that you would have the Lord on your mind throughout the day, and that as you go about your day, that you'd pray and ask the Lord to help you in the decisions that you make in your life, both those big ones and those small ones. And we want to thank you again for listening, and we want to remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.